did, let him down over, got ready to hang that meat up and cure it, smoke it, and the rats had gotten in there and went ate the hams.
Oh, my.
Eating all the lean meat out, you know, and of course what was left on it.
Well, I bet that was a heartbreaking
I said, you've lost enough on that meat now to put a cement floor in the smokehouse.
How about your butter? Did you ever lose that?
No, I never had any trouble losing butter. I used to, in the first 2 or 3 years we were out west here, I put up butter to last all in the summer, to last through the winter.
Oh, what did you do?
Well, I'd work every bit of the milk, the moisture out of it, you know, that it could. And
just squeeze it?
No, I had a paddle that I used, a little cedar paddle that I used to work it with, and I'd put it in a jar, put a white cloth in the bottom, and put salt in the bottom of the jar, and then I'd put the butter in that cloth and just fold it over and put another layer of salt and then another layer of butter. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I'd make a brine in a jar and just make little white cloth bags and put the butter in that and drop it in the brine.
But that was good.
And it would keep, of course it wouldn't be just like fresh butter, but it'd be good, keep it all winter, keep it in the dugouts, you know, where it's cool.
What do you call butter when it spoils? What do you say? Do you say it spoils, or?
Sometimes butter will mold, you know, there'd be a mold form on it. And then it gets rancid and strong.
He's with us again. What do you call milk? It's just beginning to sour.
Thank you.
Baby
milk. The next thing, it clabbers, you know. Clabber milk.
Uh-huh.
And it's not ready to churn, and it clabbers, you know.
Uh-huh.
Or the cream has to get to that stage before it's just right. It used to be when we just skim it off the hand, of course, the separator just takes the pure cream out, you know, and very little milk left.
Yeah, I remember one of those on my aunt's farm, the whine that it would make, how much fun it was to turn the handle because I didn't have to.
But it was a pretty hard job to turn the separator,
yeah.
All right.
After it is clabbered and you have churned it, the little white curds that are left, do you call that anything?
Buttermilk.
Well, if you take the whey off.
The whey, you know, will rise on buttermilk. So after you've churned it, come in. We're hearing you are.
What happened?
I'll make it.
Where'd you get those bottles of pie?
I bought them.
Where?
Down here at the bay.
What time do you want?
I want it. Drink in the morning.
You don't drink before noon, do you?
What?
Oh, you want me to go get some bottles?
No, I didn't. I was just asking you where you got them. I was going to go get them myself.
Oh.
Would you like a bottle of pop?
No, I hardly ever drink anything like that.
I was afraid you might be getting dry.
All right. What kind of people have been?
I know I hardly ever drink Coke. I don't drink. I drink milk.